Welcome to Property Uncover Show. This is Sanjeev Shah, your host. At Property Uncover Show, I have the privilege to interview real Australian investors who share their wisdom by uncovering their property journey, mindset, who they are, when and what made them inspired, what are they doing differently, which helps them act and make a difference to their own and loved one's life. Let's get into this episode so we all can learn from our guests' success and most importantly their mistakes so we avoid repeating them. Hi everyone, Sanjeev here. Today I have a very special guest who's a busy mom with 5 children and 2 dogs. Profession-wise, she works full-time with the New South Wales public sector. I see a lot of people in their late 40s or 50s who haven't yet started investing in property always ask me, is this the right time for me to get into property investing or I've already missed the boat? I believe it's never late to start something good, especially if you feel it's right for you and your family. I'm sure this episode is going to inspire a lot of people who may think it's already late for them to invest in property. So let's get into this episode. Welcome, Sam.
Hi, Sanjeev.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking your time and to join me for this chat. So what we'll do is, if you don't mind, like we'll start with, you know, your background, who you are, where you come from.
Sure. As Sanjeev said, my name is Sam. I currently work in the New South Wales public sector and I've worked in education for the last 25 to 30 years of my life. I have 5 children and 2 dogs, as Sanjeev also noted. So I'm a very, very busy person, and not only busy work-wise, but also busy personally. And yeah, that's my background.
Awesome. Now, thank you, Sam. Now, like I know recently you bought a couple of properties and, you know, you started your journey recently. So how did this bug of property investing or, you know, like you wanted to do it? So where did this all started for you?
Yeah, I think it's something that's been at the back of our minds for a while, although it's always hard to know where to start. We have family members that have recently invested in property in the last, say, 2 years or so, and have actually bought 2 investment properties themselves and thought, wow, if they can do it, surely we can do it too. But we still had to overcome some challenges together. I think my husband and I, you know, we went through school learning that by having debt, it's a bad thing. So we were really concerned and worried that if we took on extra debt, that it's a bad thing. And it's about we had to really educate ourselves and talk to people and read information and understand that investing in property, it's different to our own mortgage and that it's not bad debt. It's something that we now know is a positive thing and something that will help us achieve our future goals. So, yeah, I guess by just knowing these family members that have invested in property, it just seemed like they got some really great properties and they were doing well. We thought, hey, why not give it a go? Let's try. But yes, it took us a long time just to take that initial step forward. But I'm glad that we did.
So, Sam, was it in your thought process from long time that, hey, I should be investing, or you guys were simply busy building life with the job and, of course, 5 kids and 2 dogs? So was it something not in the radar, or was it there already? And, you know, because of the education, it didn't become a priority?
Yes, I think so. We've just been busy. And as I said, it was always sort of there in the back of our minds that this would be something to do, and you hear of people succeeding really well in it. But I think when you go from day to day and year to, and then it becomes month to month and year to year, you just think, oh, I'm getting older now. Maybe it's not for us. Maybe we should look at something else. But yeah, I think it's a matter of just going for it. Look, educating yourself and understanding that, you know, why not do it now? Why wait? You just never know what's going to happen in the next 5 years. So we decided we formally take it on.
Awesome. So now, Sam, like at your, you know, age group, like I know you guys are a happy family, you know, you're good with health, everything you're doing. You could have said like, you know, okay, no problem. I live in Sydney. I've got everything. It's going on. So why like now coming as a trigger point, like you could have said, oh, no, I'm happy. You guys earn well, you know, both are working. Probably you would have said, oh, just leave it. It's settling down as well. So what was the main trigger for you to like, hey, let's do it now? What was the, like, was it any pain point or a good feel factor?
I guess, I mean, I'm 51 now. I'll be retiring in 14 years' time, which freaks me out just thinking about that. My husband's a little bit younger than I am, but together we're talking about our future and what that looks like and where we want to be. We don't want to be living in Sydney. We've decided we want to be living elsewhere. But apart from that, just looking at, okay, what does that look like? When should we retire? When can we look at retiring? When can perhaps we can start to scale our workload back a little bit so that life isn't as hectic in terms of work, that we're having, you know, a lot more happy and not happy, but, you know, being able to do a lot more flexible things together. So I guess now it was about looking at the future in our retirement and thinking, okay, if we obtain and start getting into the property market now, this will be able to help us reach those retirement goals and for us to be moving where we want to in 5 to 10 years time.
So now, Sam, like say when you started, like, okay, now looking back and started to decide, okay, now, if not now, then when, and let's plan for our retirement, everything, was it a easy move? Like, you know, now you have bought the property, I know you feel good about it, but was it easy move? Like, because, and why I'm asking is because I know a lot of people who are holding it, like, and they think, okay, it's already too late, but we know it's never late, right? I mean, you know, so how did you manage to that mind switch where you have not bought it and this is not in your DNA, right? You guys bought a house long time back. And now, so how did you manage to do that? Like, did you read any book or, you know, something inspired, or is it was a family thing? What was that?
Yeah, I think a combination of a few things. But in the end, I think it was the experience of a family member and him obtaining those investment properties and just his experience in general really inspired us. And I suppose there's a bit of trust there as well, you know, moving forward. Okay, I have to put it out there that I trust the decisions that we make moving forward are going to be positive ones. But definitely was the inspiration was that family member who had obtained property and had done so well. And we thought, okay, if he can do it, surely we can do it as well. And that's what inspired us to move forward.
Okay, because then you can see there's something, some result happening in front of you. And if that family member can do it, why not me? And definitely, I know that family member. So, okay. And once you see the result, because now, you know, like you and your partner is there. So what was your partner reaction to it? Like, you know, was it, he was also, no, let's do it. Were you on the same page, or it was you're more keen versus the other partner, or, you know, your husband, I mean?
Yeah. I wouldn't say a bit more reluctant, but definitely a little bit more reserved moving forward. However, I suppose we complement each other in the way that I'm the one that likes to obtain information and gather everything. I summarize and then feed it back to him. And he will take on that information and then ask further questions if he needs to. And that's basically what we did with this scenario. I did all the background on it. I suppose my background's education, so I'm very passionate about if you're getting involved in something, whether it's a personal or professional task, you need to be educated on it. You need to have that knowledge around it. So I really wanted to learn more. I wanted to find out more, read books, read articles, go through the modules, through Investor's Dream. All of that helped bring it together and helped me understand so that I could deliver it to him in a way that he got it. And then he was confident. We were both confident together then to move forward.
No, so well done, I think, Sam. I think, and that's so true, I think, for most of the couples, right? We all complement each other when we are, you know, in a marriage, we have a partner. I think, and like people who are listening, I think it's very important who wants to do it, but something is holding them back. And sometimes they say, hey, it's my partner. But actually, you know your partner better than anyone else, right? So like, yeah, maybe, and that's why we complement. Like, I know my wife is totally different than me, and we complement each other. And now that's why we have a happy family, I would say, right? We try to keep it. So I think, yeah, I think people who are listening, I think, yeah, it's important that you know the partner and the way it's going to work, make it work, right? Like in your scenario, you know, you absorbed all the information. I know Peter was like a neutral, like, okay, you want to do it? Let's do it. But slowly now he's more into it. He understand and listen and everything, right? But like you have always passed the information and so that he's comfortable. And of course, you know, he never has any hesitation, right? Like he just bought two properties. So it's like bringing the partner on the journey. I think it's so important. And you know how to make it happen, right? If you want to do it. So I think, yeah, it's not easy, but if you want to do it and like you guys are a true example of it, Sam, I can tell, like, you know, I just bought two properties and, you know, of course you're looking for more, which I will be talking about. So yeah, I think it's well done.
I was just going to say, and it's not about making that, the last thing I wanted to do was to make my husband feel uncomfortable and forced into a situation. It's about presenting that information and that education to them, and how you present that, only you know how you can present that. So it's about, you know, I would have my questions, and then I'd have already thought in my mind perhaps the questions he might ask back, and then I'd have my answers already there so that I was prepared for those conversations. And then from there, especially after buying the first one, buying the second one was a lot easier because he could see how well and easy the process was and how beneficial it was as well.
No, I agree. I mean, so you know what kind of objections will come or what kind of questions or where his risk profile sits, right? Either with the numbers or with the material things. And yeah, I think, and at the same time, see, Sam, I know, I mean, you also being a good student, you learn. I know you read a couple of books as well, which I talk in my modules, right? So you are well equipped with information. And when you are, you know, a good student, a good learner, excited, then other person can see that. I remember my early days when, you know, me and my wife started our journey. My wife was, I know we just had a baby, so she was busy taking care of the little one, right? While I was learning and going outside and all, learning and digesting everything. So she was always supportive in the sense that I'm learning, I'm putting the hard work, and I'm excited also about it. Because if myself is nervous and freaking out, then guess what? The other person is not going to be supportive of that. So I think you guys did the same thing, always, you know, passionate about it, learning and passing the information. And now you can see that both are on the same page. So that's good. So yeah, I think, Sam, so how many properties now we have? Tell me, and what sort of properties they are and so forth.
So we've just acquired our second property, and this is all within 3 to 4 months of each other. So we've gone from a couple that was a little bit reluctant and not sure, then thought, okay, we'll take the plunge, to buying one investment property and then within 3 to 4 months buying our second. The first investment property is in Perth. It is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, double brick home. It's a lovely little property. And it's close to the beach. It's across the road from the park, near schools. It's really lovely. It's actually just had a tenant go in. Well, they'll be going in at the end of this week. And that's renting, well, we thought it would only rent for around $480 to $500 per week. And in fact, it's now renting at $520 per week. So we were really, really happy with that outcome. And that actually gives us a little bit of a positive cash flow on that property. And the second property that we've acquired is a property up in Rockhampton, and that's on a really large block of land, about 630 square meters. It's a house that was built in 1980. However, it was fully renovated back in 2017, and it's a really lovely, neat home. And the potential for that property to rent is $520 to $550 per week. 3-bedroom, 2-bath again, and as I said, newly renovated and really lovely presented. So really happy with both of them. And they were both acquired off market. So I don't believe that we would have been able to acquire those properties if I was doing my own research and bringing up real estate. In fact, I know that I wouldn't have been. We were only able to obtain those two properties through Investor's Dream. So yeah, and really good prices for both of them as well.
And so, you have got an owner-occupied property here in Sydney and these two investment properties. And now, Sam, a lot of people I see are, freaking out with the rate of interest rate going up. Sometimes they think, is it the right time to buy a property? Or, it's like the prices may drop or something, right? So what do you have to say? I mean, everyone is fearful and all those things. So what do you have to say on that?
I know there's a lot of hype in the media in regards to interest rate rises. I really think everyone has to do their own homework and listen to people such as yourself, Sanjeev, and other experts in the sector, because my understanding of it all after doing research and talking to people is that now is the best time to invest, because while there is high interest rates, many people don't want to buy. So there's those properties there on the market and not a lot of people are selling. So there's a few properties there on the market. As soon as interest rates start going down, more people will want to invest, more people will want to buy, therefore sending prices up. And yeah, you want to be getting into the buying your investment properties at a good price and not a price that's going to make it difficult for you to service the loan. So if anything, I really believe that now with the interest rates going up, it is a good time because there's going to be less people out there buying properties. And that's what we've found in our experience as well.
And yeah, we know, the areas we are buying, they're very competitive. Prices are going up, pretty much every day, every week. So I think, yeah, you're right. And when the, if rate of interest will start coming down, we know it's going to just be another big boom, right? So, and especially, because do the research to find in the right area. So now, Sam, how are you and Peter feeling now after buying two investment properties in a row?
Yeah, really good, actually. In our goals at the beginning of this journey, we had buy two investment properties within 12 months. So we've well exceeded that goal. Yeah, we feel really good about it. I've got it all organized. It's easy to be able to manage. So it's been a great positive process. And I think we're very proud of what we've done. And their properties are both something that we're going to, hold on to for many years and can't wait to see the growth that they both will have.
Yeah, now they have good rental yield and good growth areas. Now, have you seen both of these properties yourself?
I've seen them only through Zoom. I haven't seen them face to face, although Peter and I have talked about going to Perth and it'd be nice to go and just drive past and have a look. But the property manager for the one in Perth has been excellent. And it's like I'm there or just around the corner anyway. They keep us updated with everything, send us photos of anything and everything. So I don't feel that I need to be close by. And that's made the experience even better as well, because even though they're in another state and there's other things going on, having those people there that have really shown me that they're reliable and can give me that information when I need to has been great.
How was feeling before, Sam, after a long time, after buying your house in Sydney, after a long time you have invested in your first investment property and then of course you bought the second, but buying something sight unseen so far, you live in Sydney and buying in Perth, right? You have not seen anyone. You have Investor's Dream on your side, but how is feeling? Is overwhelming or you're feeling nervous internally?
Yeah, I see why some people would feel nervous. I think, especially if you're going through people such as yourselves, Investor's Dream, there is a form of trust there that relationships have been built, that you've met with those agents previously, and then the rental agents, the good ones, and you certainly have found a good one with our one in Perth, and I know up in Rockhampton that's being established at the moment. But I really believe that technology these days, it allows for us to have those Zoom walkthroughs, and it's no different, I believe, to having the property on the other side of Sydney as on the other side of Australia, because I can still communicate through emails, phone calls. They keep me updated all the time. And really, if the property was on the other side of Sydney, I probably wouldn't visit it anyway. So it makes no difference. I think these days, yeah, it just makes it easy, and it's really irrelevant where the property is located now.
And I think, yeah, that's the norm. It's becoming where we're doing business, through using technology. So
that's right.
Now, what three tips you will give to other investors who are looking to start the investment journey or looking to invest in current market?
The three tips I would say to people is it's never too late. Just do it. Just go for it. The second one would be just educate yourself. So as I said earlier, I think we were all brought up with the mindset about debt and that debt is a bad word. You know, go and read and understand that, you know, it's not just about getting into debt. It's about that positive cash flow that's coming in, even if it's neutral, but it's about obtaining that wealth for the long term. So getting your head and getting an understanding of what all of that means is really, really important. And then do your research. So, you know, make sure that you align yourselves with people who have relationships with those people within, you know, the sector, the real estate sector. It's really, really important. I believe investors dream that you go out there and you meet with people and you establish those relationships. So when it comes to buying the home, after you buy the home, settle the rental and everything else, that those relationships have been established and it's just easy to go through the whole process. So, yeah, never too late. Educate yourself and make sure you do your research.
Awesome, Sam. No, I agree. I think, yeah, a lot of the time we don't take action because it's not that we don't want to take action, but we don't have enough information and the right information. So, and once you have, so that's where educate yourself and the upthink. And then, of course, when you have the good relationship, then everything falls in place automatically, right? And then now it's like a biggest transaction. So trust is important and those relationships. And yeah, once you have all everything, then of course, act on it or seek help like you guys have done it. Now, Sam, what's your plan for the next future investment properties?
So our next plan moving forward is we're looking at doing a self-managed super fund. Sorry, that took me a while to get out. Self-managed super fund. And with that, buying properties through our super. So that's the next step for us. And then another goal that we've been discussing recently is, you know, obtaining another two properties within the next 2 years. So, I mean, we've already, as I said before, you know, ticked off a goal of obtaining two properties within 12 months. We've obtained two properties within 3 to 4 months. So who knows, it could be in the next 12 months, we not only achieve obtaining properties within our self-managed super fund, but we may just get another. So at this stage, what we want to do, as I said before, is really work towards that retirement goal and what that looks like. And myself and my husband really believe the more properties that we have and that we can acquire within this time frame, we will be better off when that retirement comes around. And when I say better off, it will allow us and give us more options and flexibility to what we want to do.
So true, Sam. No, I think so good plan. I think people think, oh, because I remember like a couple of calls where people booked and they were, you know, in the early 50s or late 40s and their main concern was, Sanjeev, am I late? Should I do it? And it's a hard one because you know the answer. I mean, it's your call, right? You do it. We are there to help you out. But if you want, but we are not there like you should do it. I mean, you know, so it's like, it's never late. And you know, like, look at now, you know, you just got two properties and now you're planning about another two properties and it's so good, right? And then your self-managed fund is sitting on the side, which we are talking about now, buying your maybe a property where actually you want to move and live in there, right? Like as you wanted to move out of Sydney down the line. So I think all those, like, I know it's like we're talking about three properties we have, including the Sydney, and we're talking about another three properties, right? And it's all happening within what, like 3-4 months time. So yeah, a lot can happen in a small span of time if you want to do it. And of course, you want to learn and educate yourself and build a team. I mean, it's a team of sports, right?
That's right. But also too, I think if you're asking the question and if you're saying, is this the right time? I'm not sure. I think it is the right time. If you're already asking yourself the question, should I, shouldn't I, just do it. If you have a little bit of doubt, then just do more research, educate yourself further. But once you start asking those questions, that is the time you should get up and start putting your foot forward and just do it.
And yeah, only action can know the kill the fear and all those doubts, right? Yeah, now so good. Good to see you on the other side, Sam. I think, you know, I remember like just a couple of months back when you guys booked the call, we had a chat. And now, you know, after a couple of months on the other side. So now, well done. Any final words for investors who are looking to invest?
No, just as I said before, it's never too late. And if you are looking at investing, I think going through people such as yourselves, Investor's Dream, makes the experience a whole lot easier, especially if you're not sure what to do or where to go. You know, Investor's Dream certainly helped us obtain our goal already. But I really think that moving forward, property investing is going to help us achieve our long-term goals. And as I said, I'm already in my 50s and we're already achieving our goals. So, you know, it's never too late. Just start it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sam, for joining me again. And I'm sure this episode will help a lot of people watching this episode. So well done and have an awesome day.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope you enjoyed and learned something new from this episode. Please don't forget to review our podcast and tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Sydney time to listen to all our inspirational guests and learn from their property journey. In case you're looking for help with your property investment journey or building a property portfolio, please visit our website www.investorsdream.com.au to learn more about us and our services. And feel free to book a call from our website for a friendly chat. Have an awesome life and happy property investing.